You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening. Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Scott Eckersley, coming to you on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Terry Stanton, who is the Public Information Officer for the Michigan Department of Treasury. Good evening, Terry. How are you?
Well, how are you tonight?
I'm doing awfully well, thank you. We're here to offer up some folks an answer to a problem, aren't we? We're going to tell them about the tax amnesty campaign.
Indeed, yes. We held earlier this week a little kickoff of the public awareness portion, anyway, of the Michigan Tax Amnesty Program that will run this year from May 15th through June 30th. And basically what can happen is if you're a Michigan taxpayer, business or individual, and you have a back tax liability with the state of Michigan for a qualifying tax, that's one that was due on or before December 31st of 2009, and it's a state tax administered by the department, you can come forward and pay in full the tax and interest, but get all of the penalties that are associated with that those back taxes waived. So it can be quite a substantial saving.
Well, and this has been done before in the state of Michigan, hasn't it?
This would be the third amnesty in the last 30 years or so. In 1986, we did the first, the state did the first, and then there was another amnesty program in 2002.
What kind of revenue can you expect to gather from that? In 2002, it was pretty healthy.
Yeah, back then, I believe it was in the $30 million range for the net new revenue that was taken in. That's accounting for revenue losses in the next fiscal year, because in many cases what you're doing is pulling some money forward out of the following fiscal year that you might get through collections efforts and whatnot. The current year budget assumes $88 million for the amnesty program, and that's one of the reasons we have a rather extensive advertising campaign. It'll be statewide, television, radio, print, web, billboard. We really certainly want to get the word out, so that everybody in the state knows that this program is available.
And that was my next question, Terry, is why the ad campaign? I mean, it's fairly costly to run the campaign, but you'll certainly make up for it if you get the word out to so many people.
Well, that's true. And in fact, the bill that led to the statute actually called for statewide advertising and fairly extensive advertising of that. So and that was one of the reasons we wanted to have our press conference this week, was to unveil it, kick it off. We showed a couple versions of our ads, one radio ad, one television ad. They're quite humorous, and of course they were designed to be memorable and to catch people's attention. All with the goal, of course, of driving them to our website, which is mitaxamnesty.org. And if folks go to the website, you know, there are a couple webcasts there, one that's a general overview and one that walks them through the application process. The application's there, all the information they might want, frequently asked questions and whatnot. So it's a one-stop shop, if you will, for tax amnesty.
And this was approved by state lawmakers last year.
That's correct. It was passed, I believe it was either late September, early October, by the legislature, and then signed into law by then Governor Granholm.
Well, and I love the idea of creatively looking for additional revenue for the state, and the lawmakers saying, hey, you know, we've got budget problems. Here's one way we may be able to get some money without a lot of outlay from us.
Right. Well, and it also offers an opportunity for taxpayers to start fresh, if you will. The department's goal always is to help taxpayers become current with their liabilities and remain current going forward. The last thing the state wants is folks to fall behind on their tax payments and then to have to work on collecting from them down the road. So, you know, this is an opportunity for folks to remedy any back issues they have, get a fresh start, and then moving forward, stay current with us.
Well, and what kind of penalties, I mean, can you avoid, let me put it in that phraseology, by moving forward with this?
Right. It really depends on the amount of taxes owed, but certainly, you know, in many cases, the penalty is 5% of the tax owed per month up to 25%. So if someone happened to owe $100,000, you know, they could save $25,000 in penalties. Obviously, for a larger taxpayer, a corporate taxpayer that might have a larger liability than that, say $1 million, you know, they could save up to $250,000 in penalties. So it's a pretty substantial incentive to get folks to come forward.
What I love, too, is in some press information that I saw, Terry, was Andy Dillon echoing the theme. He said, we don't care what your excuse is. That doesn't matter to us. Let's just get it squared.
Right. And in fact, that is, I was remiss in not being clearer on that earlier. That's the theme, if you will, of the advertising campaign. All excuses welcome. You know, and that's what our ads are humorous in that regard, in that they, you know, they note a few excuses that seem a little crazy, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your excuse is. You know, you can come forward and access the program.
So even my dog ate my tax bill. That'll work this time.
That'll work this time. Yeah, we won't quibble with you on that one. The only conditions are going to be that, you know, it's a tax that was due on or before December 31st of 09. It's not for any taxes that were due in 2010. And then it's got to be a tax that we, the Department of Treasury, administer under the Revenue Act. And the big ones are income tax, Michigan business tax, single business tax, sales, use, and withholding. But it also includes motor fuel and tobacco taxes as well.
We've got about a minute and a half left. The numbers of delinquent taxpayers are pretty big in the state of Michigan. That you're estimating that about 200,000 or so, and maybe some we don't even know of.
Yeah, and that's true, though. You know, those folks are in different
categories,
levels, if you will.
Yeah,
of efforts in which we're in contact with them. And in reality, we collect about 98% of the taxes that are due to the state of Michigan, which is really quite remarkable. I mean, we have a voluntary system, and so many of the state's taxpayers do pay. They pay on time and they pay the right amount. So it does sound like a large number, but when you're talking about millions, you know, 6-7 million taxpayers in the state, you know, 200,000 is really a fairly small percentage. But we've reached out to a number of folks and wanted to let them know that the program was available. And, of course, the advertising hopefully will reach out to others.
Very good. Well, they can visit the website. Terry, I appreciate your time to let us know about the program and the kickoff, and we'll be watching for the ads.
Oh, you are very welcome. It was great to be with you.
Thank you so much. Terry Stanton, Public Information Officer for the Michigan Department of Treasury. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.